This is Chairman Brad Holden. I'll bring the meeting to order. We're getting started just a wee bit late, but we have a 10:30 agenda item for DSD general business. So with that, I'd hand it over to Jay or Josh or whoever wants to take it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
We wanted to just have a brief meeting with you this morning to just gather some input from you with regard to, you know, our presentations and what have you to the board as of late. Make sure that we're doing things to suit your needs, and I'll let Josh go from there.
Okay.
Hi, want to keep this brief. Don't want to take up more of your time than we need to.
So we'll see you again today.
That'll be more fun than singing Kumbaya around a campfire. But before I gather that bit of feedback, I did want to let you know that next week when I do the monthly report for January through July, Dan Lister will be here to tell you about the status of hearing cases. You'd asked for that last time.
Right.
So we'll kind of throw all that together for you. Also, I wanted to clarify something yesterday's hearing. I think this could be a simple yes, no. We were looking at definition of secondary residence, and we said we were talking about attached versus detached. Your intent was not to allow a secondary residence to be a duplex, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Great. Correct answer. I was looking at everything this morning and I went, uh-oh. So just wanted that clarification. Thank you. Real reason we wanted to meet with you today was looking to get feedback on how we stair-stepped through that yesterday. My presentation, I anticipate a few of these ordinance changes a year. Wanted some feedback. Is that how you would like to receive that information, or would you rather us just line by line from the get-go on those ordinance changes?
Chairman?
Yes.
I thought that you did a fabulous job, first of all, with getting the parties together to make the proposed changes, and then there was discussion, and then there was a line-by-line like we do. That way we don't miss anything. I was very happy with what Development Services presented, and I thought we did it at a level. That's, if you want people to pick things up, there's no insult intended, but to get it at a sixth grade level, so that's the whole intent, is to have people understand what it is that we're making for changes and that embraces our motto of trust. So we want the community's input. We want to work as a team. The service has been excellent. We're trying to unify as a county to get everything put together in a way that our community develops in an organized way that respects the feedback of everyone. That what that means is, as Commissioner Brooks would say, we're not going to make everybody happy. We're trying to do what's in the best interest of development long term, and then to have it be a transparent process. So for me, I always have a lot of questions, and I like the discussion. People were welcome to be here. There was not anyone here. And that, again, I'm going to state for the record, that says that Development Services did a good job holding the meetings that were required, going through the planning and zoning process, and bringing the process to the board where there was still opportunity for public input and none was received. So we worked through those issues. People are available to go back and listen to the record. You did a tremendous job. I really love your leadership. Thank you. That's my position.
So the staff presentations are meeting your expectation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
They are for me.
Mr. Chairman, I will I'll make the request that when you have language changes, that you would present it like the legislature does when a bill is sent in. So you strike through what the current language is, and then the proposed new language is underlined.
That's actually a good
format.
Well, it was color coded as well, and I guess I got lost in the conversation between the color coding, the strike through, the new words, and which was existing and which was a suggestion of P&Z.
Oh, got it.
That's a good suggestion.
So that I need to discuss that because you have more than two options. So you have a strike through, you have a new proposal, but you also have a P&Z recommendation. So how do you want staff to handle that's three? So they chose to do it with a color. You could do it with italicized or something like that so there wouldn't be a color. Doesn't matter to me. I guess so we can agree on
just something like that, Mr. Chairman. I'd rather just see what the copy that staff presented as what they presented to P&Z and then a separate copy of what P&Z is suggesting to us.
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
We can do that.
I think that'd be easier to track than trying to put three different suggestions or
on the same place. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it as simple as possible for you and the public as well. I can tell you when we were updating the Planning and Zoning Commission's bylaws last year, because it was extended, it started out as strikeout underlined, and then there was color, and then there was highlights, because it took 4 months to do it. It got really confusing in the end, so we'd like not to go that far.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Other than that, I thought the presentation was great.
Yep.
It was nice to walk through it and just yes or no, kind of like going through criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Just go through each one, yes or no, move on.
So what we didn't have yesterday was any public input. So put ourselves in a possibility of a meeting that has public input. So I would advocate that we do the same presentation that staff did in the same style that they have previously. Then we take in public testimony, and then are we suggesting that we would wade through it line by line?
Mm-hmm.
Staff didn't wade through it line by line in their initial presentation. They went through the high points that they chose to go through.
Chairman, I like the line by line because as we were doing that, you were good to point out, I like that format because I'm detail-oriented and I want to be thorough, and I skipped one section, so you called back attention to that. Whether it's a nothing burger or whether it's significant, I think hitting all of those changes ensures that we've not inadvertently excluded something that was important, and we understand that all the changes could potentially have some impact on somebody that is really hyper-focused on that section of code.
So the question is, for my clarification, is do you want to do it the same way for this afternoon? Do you want to have staff do the high level and point out the issues that they want to point out, then take public testimony, and then follow public testimony by crawling through every change that has been proposed and think about that? Is that the format we want to attempt to do?
Chairman, other commission, what's going to be tough about this afternoon is I'm hearing your feedback and Dan preparing by 1:30. But what I will say is interesting about that ordinance approach, Zach Wesley wrote that, but he took whole sections and tried to sequence them in a more logical fashion. So it looks like there's just a ton of stuff changed because it's underlined or it's deleted up here and underlined down here.
Right.
So Dan is focusing on what the actual new things are in the ordinance. So it's going to look like a gigantic change when in reality Dan will focus on the actual changes.
Basically two.
What's that?
Which are basically two. Changes.
Which are basically two changes.
And yeah, without getting into details, and you'll get this at 1:30, we can make the changes you've requested today on future ordinance things, and don't take what Dan's going to do at 1:30 as kind of a slap in the face, because I think it might be a little too quick to make that adjustment.
Right.
At 1:30.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah. Agreed.
I guess what I would want to try to do for the public is not make it confusing.
Gotcha.
If dragging through every line change is confusing, then we focus on what the proposed suggested change in its entirety is and looks like.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I also kind of, I don't know, maybe don't anticipate going through everything today. as part of the public hearing.
Okay. We can do that. And not worry about trying to reach down to a conclusion.
Well, I think we're going to receive enough public input that it would seem a little bit dismissive if we were to move forward without taking some time to ponder what has been presented.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yep, I'm okay with that.
Got it.
Chairman, can I touch on another development services related topic that I would just like clarification or confirmation as a commissioner? We have people reaching out to the board to make comment on sections of code that are up for clarification and revision. And I want to make sure that I understand it correctly. If those sections are coming to a board decision near us, I'm under the understanding that I don't have latitude as a commissioner to speak into that, that that would be ex parte communication. Am I understanding that correctly?
Mr. Commissioner, or Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, so there, it's a little different process from a land use hearing versus ordinance.
Okay.
It's more legislative.
Okay.
So the ex parte communication isn't quite the same. I would say when you get those comments or what have you, certainly forward them to us or use your discretion. And if you don't want to really talk about it in depth, then just send them to me is fine.
Okay.
And I'll work with those and address those as part of our normal work process with them.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's not that I, well, it's because these are hot buttons and Mr. Johnson has indicated that this issue, although not being taken up at today's hearing, is an issue that's coming to a hearing before the board. And so to comment in the absence of complete information or have, and there's a lack of understanding about parts of the code in this, I would be hesitant to comment because many times those are weaponized and I don't appreciate that politically, personally, professionally, none of that. And so we have development services experts who have degrees in land use planning and interpretation of code. We're trying to do what's in the best interest of Canyon County. And I don't know if you want to jump in, Chairman, but I'm frustrated with political action groups wanting what feels like to trap the board. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to make well-informed decisions that affect the residents and the growth and development of Canyon County and to do it with as much information and public input as possible. What am I missing?
My personal opinion is if it's in the works, and especially if we have DSD as a Board of County Commissioners directed to start on the work to create a document to have in the future to present to P&Z to go through a hearing, you don't make yourself available to an individual or an organization because that set you up for ex parte communication because you know that you've directed DSD staff to start working towards a public hearing on a topic. And so I would caution you and myself not to knowingly get into a situation where you're going to get and receive information from that individual or that organization about something that's already started into the works of reaching out to the public to gain in a public forum information about the topic. And so let me think. I can't come up with something. Okay, I'll come up with something. Right now, we haven't had any specific direction or conversation about triplexes or quadplexes. You could have an organization or an individual call you up, and I want to talk about my quadplex. Well, you know, has DSD staff been contacted? No, they haven't. Well, I don't really know much about it myself in specificity, so I'd communicate that to them. But still, even at that level, we don't have a plan to deal with quadplexes or triplexes. So you could choose to perhaps hear their opinion or their point of view about it. But once we start talking about quads and triplexes with DSD staff, then I would preclude myself from having any further communications because we're starting down the process of going towards a public hearing about it and just back down of it because it needs to go. The public needs to be at a fair level with anybody else when it starts coming before us. And a individual or an organization shouldn't have, even if it's 10 minutes, you should attempt not to give them the ex parte communication. Or if it happens that you do, then we have to go through legal to give us guidance of whether we need to recuse ourselves. So,
yeah, and Chairman, so well stated. Thank you. And I understand both sides of it, that this, because it's not quasi-judicial but is more legislative, that I guess they're interpreting that latitude. However, having sat in this political seat long enough, there are people who are always looking for a stone to throw, and when the optics are not, when they don't have as much ethical distance as we can create as possible to ensure the integrity of the process, then it becomes problematic. So I would submit that in the sake of integrity and ethics, that I accept the statement that you've made for the record, and we will do our very best to operate as a board that treats each application and each consideration for clarification on an ordinance or an update, whether it's legislative or quasi-judicial, with as much integrity as we can. That's, I don't know how else to say it and have people understand what it is we're trying to do, but there has been in the past, there has been quid pro quo deals that have been cut that are, they're really awkward to work around now. I'm not interested in doing business that way. So, thank you, Chairman.
Chair Holton and the board, just thinking about this scenario and the situation, would it make sense if, just given the Constituent Services Department being a public-facing department, and in that realm of, let's say you guys receive an email forwarded to the public-facing department, and then from there, you can either coordinate a response or work with DSD, and that way you guys are kind of out of it, and it leaves an unbiased party in there to receive that information and use the discretion to disseminate it or et cetera.
That works for me. Does it work for you guys?
It does, and we're fortunate because Mr. Williams, as Director of Constituent Services, also has background as and training in planning, and your credentials are long and distinguished. So that, however you coordinate it, I know that Director Gibbons, he's been very successful, and his whole team, in sending out responses. I had an email sent to me. Mr. Gibbons fielded that email and received very positive comments back from that individual. So a really well-spoken team. I don't care how it gets coordinated. I just need distance for myself, Chairman, because of history between what the board receives, requests for personal comments, and really what's an appropriate this can't come and I can't engage with you in that way. I would want to disclose that. If it continues, I will disclose that as ex parte communication, stating that it creates an unfair bias to this team. So I guess people can choose how they want to go forward, but I know what the goal is of this board.
Okay. Anything else? See you at 1:30.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I don't have any other business for this slot. I would make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye.